Today on Gardening in a Minute, chrysanthemums. Chrysanthemums, or mums, are popular and colorful perennials. These flowers come in many colors, from white to deep red, and a variety of sizes. Mums are easy to grow and can live for years. When buying potted chrysanthemums, look for healthy, well-shaped plants with many flower buds. Garden mums like sun, but can also thrive in partial shade and are fairly cold-hardy. When planting mums, incorporate plenty of organic matter into the soil, water as needed, and apply a slow-release fertilizer. Some varieties need to be pinched once or twice a season to maintain a compact, well-branched form. Mums naturally set buds and flower fall through spring, when days are short, but flowering mums can be purchased blooming at any time. Nothing says fall like a garden full of mums. For more information on chrysanthemums and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, camellias all winter. Camellias are a common sight in shady southern gardens. Sasanqua and Japonica camellias come in whites, pinks, reds, double and single flowers, and sizes from 4 to 20 feet tall. The Sasanqua types bloom as early as November, while the Japonica types begin flowering later. Many gardens have at least one well-loved camellia, and a single plant will produce flowers for several weeks. But you can select a few different varieties, instead of just one, to extend the color in your landscape from weeks to months. When purchasing camellias, research the bloom times of varieties for your area, or carefully check the plant tag. Purchase several different early, mid, and late season camellias. Selecting camellias for staggered flowering times should give you color all fall and winter long. For more information about camellias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winterizing power equipment. A little maintenance now will protect your power equipment throughout winter and ensure it starts in spring. Make sure the equipment you plan on storing is in good working condition. Fuel should be drained completely. If you decide not to drain fuel because you may occasionally need to use the machine, add a fuel stabilizer. Change the oil and oil filters. Take a look at hydraulic fluids and wear points for excessive damage. Check for worn tires that might need replacing. Replace worn-out bearings, batteries, spark plugs, or air filters. Once you've performed all necessary repairs on your equipment and attended to the fuel, it's now time to store it away. Make sure that all items are covered so they stay dry. For more information about power equipment and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the path of the sun. Have you noticed how different the light conditions are in your landscape from season to season? During the winter, the days are shorter and the sun is low in the southern sky. After the winter solstice, around December 21st, the sun begins to climb higher until 6 months later, when it's directly overhead. Then it begins to descend once again. Understanding this cycle will help you take advantage of the conditions in your landscape throughout the year. Because shadows are longer in the winter, keep sun-loving plants away from trees and buildings. You may need to have different sites for your spring and fall vegetable garden to take advantage of the sunniest spots in each season. Gardening in Florida is possible year-round, but you have to follow the sun. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, appealing bark. The bark of trees can play a beautiful role in winter landscapes if you choose the right plants. With a bit of planning and imagination, winter can be transformed to a season of fascination. Trees like maples, gumbo limbo, and rainbow eucalyptus have brightly colored bark that comes in shades of red, pink, green, and yellow. The river birch loses its bark in papery plates, exposing the gray-brown to cinnamon-brown inner bark. Crepe myrtles are known for their beautiful summer flowers, but many selections have showy bark that makes them a great choice for winter. Other trees with interesting bark include lacebark elms, sycamores, and flowering cherries. Add a few of these plants to your garden, and you'll be glad to see the leaves drop in the fall. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.